From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Susan Yawkey reporting. North Korea's Kim pledges no nuclear weapons unless threatened. North Korea's state news agency says President Kim Jong-un has told a ruling party Congress his country will not use nuclear weapons unless its sovereignty is threatened by other nuclear powers. The KCNA report today says Kim is also willing to normalize relations with states that had been hostile toward the Pyongyang government, and says Kim called for more talks with South Korea to reduce distrust and the potential for further misunderstandings. In March, North Korea threatened a preemptive and indiscriminate nuclear strike on the U.S. and South Korea in response to joint military drills. A 72-hour ceasefire extension in the Syrian city of Aleppo has provided some breathing space for residents. Displaced families returned home and schools reopened. Ahmed is a student in Aleppo. He says there were many bombings and his parents were scared and stopped sending him to school. Before the latest ceasefire, Aleppo had seen days of heavy fighting that killed nearly 300 civilians, including 57 children. Islamic State-affiliated terrorists have claimed responsibility for killing 8 plain-clothed Egyptian police officers in an attack just outside Cairo in Helwan, Egypt. The gunman pulled up to the policeman's van in a small pickup truck, got out, and proceeded to open fire on the police before fleeing the scene. Egypt's state-run MENA news agency reported. It is the deadliest attack in Cairo since November, when 4 police officers were gunned down by IS fighters at a security checkpoint. From Washington, this is VOA News. Authorities in Afghanistan hanged 6 men on death row who were convicted of grave crimes against civilians and public security. Taliban officials swiftly confirmed those executed belonged to the insurgent group and vowed to take immediate bloody revenge. The executions of the terrorists took place in a Kabul prison today on the orders of President Ashraf Ghani, his office confirmed to VOA. The move came after last month's complex suicide bombing in the Afghan capital that killed nearly 70 people and wounded hundreds more. The Taliban claimed responsibility for the deadly assault. The ferocious forest fire raging through a community in Canada's Alberta province doubled in size Saturday, engulfing 200,000 hectares. The blaze has forced the evacuation of the city of Fort McMurray. The Canadian government has also declared a state of emergency in Alberta. Emergency officials say it could take months to bring the fire under control. The Alberta Emergency Management Agency said more than 500 firefighters, using 15 helicopters, 14 air tankers, and 88 other pieces of equipment, are battling the blaze in and around Fort McMurray. A new report sponsored by the Global Health Technologies Coalition urges the U.S. to improve financial support for research and development for neglected diseases. Bill Eagle reports.
The U.S. remains by far the most important source of funds for medical research and development for scores of diseases, but the new report says over the past 5 years, funding has largely been flat. The GHTC study asks the U.S. government to encourage private sector involvement in R&D with prizes, small business innovation awards, tax credits, and other incentives. The report also recommends improved cooperation between the 7 U.S. agencies involved in global health. I'm William Eagle in Washington.
U.S. Democratic presidential candidate Hillary Clinton inched closer to the party nomination with a caucus win Saturday in Guam. Clinton won 60% of the vote, earning 4 of the 7 delegates on the Pacific Island nation. Her rival, Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders, won 3 delegates. Today is Mother's Day in the United States and scores of other places around the world. Mother's Day is a time to celebrate and appreciate all the work women do. Families traditionally give their mothers flowers and a fancy dinner to commemorate the day. U.S. President Barack Obama honored his wife, Michelle, in his weekly address, thanking her for the remarkable way she does the most important job, being a mom. And we all hope you have a wonderful Mother's Day. Reporting to you from Washington, this is Susan Yawkey signing off.
That's the latest world news from VOA.